Last time we talked about the gospel.
上一次主日的讲道我们讲了福音。
We've been talking about distinctions between religions.
我们在里面讲到了各种不同的这个宗教的这个区别。
We start with the most important distinctions. The gospel is the most important religious distinction there is.
我们从最基本的开始，那么福音就是造成这些不同的宗教的一个最基本的一个区别。
Belief in the gospel is what distinguishes Christians and non-Christians.
那么信福音这个呢，能把所有的是基督徒或者是非不是基督徒的区别开。
Last week we mentioned what the gospel is, that Jesus Christ died for our sins and rose again, that we might have eternal life.
那么上一次我们谈到福音就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死了，然后他又复活了。
I only mentioned the resurrection in passing.
那么我上一次只提到了一下关于复活。
But the resurrection isn't just a happy end to the story of Jesus' crucifixion.
那么复活呢并不是说在最后的一个喜乐的对耶稣基督的这个死的一个喜乐的结局。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is essential to the gospel.
那么复活呢也是这个福音的一个中心的核心。
If they ever find the body of Jesus, then Christianity is dead.
如果你要是能找到耶稣基督的未复活的尸体，那么基督教其实就瓦解了。
So today I want to talk about that the resurrection is essential to the gospel.
那么今天呢，我就想讲一下这个复活呢是福音的中心。
Now where to go in the scriptures to talk about the resurrection?
那么我们在圣经里面到哪里去找复活关于复活呢
?There are lots and lots of places to go.
那么很多的地方都在圣经里都讲到复活。
Many large books have been written on the resurrection.
那么也有很多的书呢写关于复活的事。
We cannot possibly talk about everything the scripture says about the resurrection.
我们也不可能穷尽的把所有的关于复活的真理都讲完。
So today I want to look at the most extended treatment of the resurrection in the New Testament.
那么今天呢，我们就会去重点的去看一下圣经里面讲到的复活的这个真理。
Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15.
那么，请你打开圣经到。哥林多前书十五章。
Now, in the book of Corinthians, Paul had a problem.
在哥林多前书十五章，那么保罗呢，他在这里有一个问题。
Well, actually, Paul had a lot of problems.
当然，保罗有很多的问题。
The church at Corinth was a problem church.
那么哥林多前书呢，是一个有很多问题的教会。
And in the book of 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, Paul deals with the problems in the church.
那么哥林多前书和后书呢，都是在保罗在这里呢，来针对哥林多这个教会的问题而写的。
They are long letters.
这两个书信呢，都是非常长的。
One of the problems in the church was about the resurrection.
那么其中有一个问题呢，就是关于复活的。
See, there were a few, probably not very many, but there were a few people in the church who didn't think that anyone could ever rise from the dead.
那么在这个教会里呢，有的人呢，有一些人他们就认为没有人不可能从死里复活。
That was common in their culture, just as it is common in our culture to think that that's impossible.
那么就在当时的这个文化背景中是非常的，就是说一个非常现实的，那么就像现在有些问题在现在这个社会里也很现实。
And so a few of them were beginning to believe what everyone said instead of the gospel.
那么有一些人呢就是说他相信圣经里面其他一些真理，但对复活呢他们不相信。
And so Paul writes the entire chapter of 1 Corinthians 15 to prove to them that there is a resurrection.
那么保罗呢就在这里写了整个哥林多前书十五章，来向他们证明复活呢 是真实存在的。
And he also shows us what happens if the resurrection isn't true.
那么他在这里也强调了，就是如果复活没有发生，那么会发生什么样的事。
The resurrection is the very heart of Christianity. If it is not true, then we have no hope.
那么复活呢是整个基督教的一个基要的真理。如果没有复活，那么就是没有基督教。
Paul uses every argument he has to prove to them that this is so.
那么保罗在这里呢，他就用了每一个的重点呢来强调复活是真理。
He uses arguments from history.
他从那个历史的这个角度来讲复活。
He uses logical arguments.
那么他也从这个逻辑的角度来辩证这个复活。
He reasons theologically from the Bible.
那么他也在从神学的角度也来从圣经的这个角度呢也来证明这件事。
And even reasons from their experience.
他也从一些人的生活上的经历呢来辩证这件事。
So in verses 1 to 11 we find historical arguments.
那么从第一节十五章第一节到第十一节呢，它是从历史的这个角度来辩证。
We know that the resurrection happened because of history.
我们知道这个复活发生了，因为在历史上确实发生过这个事。
Paul's first point is that the gospel is according to our faith.
那么保罗的第一个重点就是说福音呢是我们的一个信心。
Paul begins, now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received.
那么保罗在这里说，我想提醒你们，这个福音呢，是我曾经传给你们的，然后你们也领受了已经。
Paul is just a little bit embarrassed.
那么保罗在这里似乎是有点就是说感觉上有点不太好。
He's telling them something they ought to already know.
那么他感觉上就是说他在给他们讲他们原本应该已经知道的东西。
It's something they have already believed.
那么这个事情呢是他们以前已经信而且接受了的。
More than that, it's part of the faith they are still right now already standing in.
那么确切的说呢就是说那么这个信心呢他们已经靠着这个站立着呢，那么他们现在又在犹豫。
And it's part of the gospel by which they are right now being saved.
那么也是这个已经救了他们的这个福音。
The gospel is our hope of salvation.
那么福音是我们得救的盼望。
Not only is it what we believed when we were saved in the past.
并不是说我们当初在过去我们相信了接受了。
It's also what God is using in our lives in the present.
那么神呢继续用这个福音在我们现在这个生活的每一个环节里。
But Paul adds a warning.
但是保罗在这里给了他们一个警告。
If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
那么保罗在这里说如果你们是赤手我所传给你们的这个福音否则呢你们就是突然相信了。
Paul is telling us that the kind of faith that means something is the kind of faith that lasts.
那么保罗在这里想要讲的就是说那么你的这个信心呢确实是有它的意义否则呢这个信心也就不可能够持续下去。
That is, he tells them, if you believe the gospel and continue to believe it, then that shows that your faith is real, it's valuable, it's worth something.
那么换句话来说，保罗在这里教导他们，就是说，如果你们相信了这个福音，而且能继续的不断的相信下去，那么你的信心才是真实的。
But if you believe the gospel and then stop believing in it.
但是如果你们当初相信了但现在你们不再相信了
That's a statement of what your faith was like.
那么这就是关于这个 信心的一个真实的一个表述在这里。
See, anyone who really believes the gospel will never stop believing.
那么如果一个人他真正的相信了这个福音，那么他就不会停止，哪一天突然停止不信这个福音了。
Only those who believe thoughtlessly or recklessly without really knowing what they're doing, only those people wander away from the faith.
那么只有那些人就是说他们当初没有仔细的去想到底什么是福音，也没有去仔细的去好好的去了解他们所信的是什么，那么这样的人呢才能够有一天他们会远离开这个福音。
So the point is that the gospel is what every Christian believes.
那么关键的这个在这里就是说福音是这每一个基督徒所接受的。
And that is still true today.
那么今天还是这样的。
In Paul's day, wherever Paul went, he preached the gospel.
那么在保罗那个时代，不管保罗去哪里，他都是在讲福音。
And wherever the other apostles went, they preached the gospel.
那么其他的那些使徒们，不管他们到哪里，他们也还是在讲这个福音。
And in those places, people believed the gospel.
那么在那些地方呢，那些人就相信了这个福音。
Those in turn preached the gospel to others.
那么接下来其他的人呢，也在向别的人传福音。
And those in turn preached the gospel to others.
那么对那些给别人传福音的
，eventually somehow we come down to today。
那么就是说现又传到今天现在。
If you believe the gospel today, then somebody preached the gospel to you。
如果你是相信福音的，而且也是人向你传了这个福音的。
And they believe the gospel because somebody preached the gospel to them。
因为那些人他们相信福音也是因为别人传给他们了。
So the resurrection is a part of the gospel that we already believe.
那么复活呢就是福音的一部分，也是我们已经领受的。
The second historical argument is that if the gospel is according to the scriptures.
那么第二个争论就是说福音呢它也是按照圣经所说的。
Verses 3 and 4 is one of the most concise statements of the gospel you can find anywhere.
那么在第三、第四节呢，就是在圣经里面对福音的一个最简单明了的一个解释。
It tells us who Jesus is. He is the Christ.
那么这里讲到谁是耶稣，他是基督。
It tells us that he died.
也在这里讲到他死了。
It tells us that he died for our sins.
他为我们的罪死
了。And that all of this happened according to prophecy, according to scripture.
那么所有这些呢发生是因为为了实现圣经上的预言和先知所说的话。
Now it tells us he was buried, what's the importance of that?
而且也告诉我们他被埋葬了。那么这个有什么重要呢？
The importance of that is that he was really dead.
那么重要的是证明他确实是死了。
He didn't faint or pass out, he was dead.
他没有只是说昏过去，他确实是死了。
But the next point, this is key. The third day he rose from the dead.
那么下一个重要的一点就是说第三天他复活了。
And it's that last point that Paul will spend the rest of the chapter explaining.
那么这一点呢保罗呢用了整个一个章节来解释。
Now we don't know what scriptures Paul had in mind. There are a lot to choose from.
我们不知道当时保罗呢有什么在他的脑海里，但是呢我们可以从中选择一些。
Perhaps he thought of Isaiah 53, and he was like a lamb to the slaughter.
那么也许他想到的是以赛亚书第53章讲到了这个羔羊被宰的被带去宰杀。
Perhaps he thought of Psalm 16:10. You will not leave your holy one, let your holy one see the pit.
那么或者是他提到就是在诗篇16篇讲到你不会使你的这个所要拯救的你不会留他们在阴间。
What happened to Jesus was no accident. is part of prophecy.
那么不管怎么样，那么耶稣基督呢，他是根据预言，他是复活了。
So we know it happened because God predicted it.
因为我们知道，这是神自己预言了。
The third historical argument is that the gospel was according to eyewitnesses.
那么第三个呢，争论关于历史的这个辩证呢，就是说，有人确实见证了基督的复活。
Verses 5 to 11 give us a list of people who actually saw the risen Lord.
从第五到第十一节呢，这里讲到了一系列的人看到了基督的复活。
It's not a complete list.
当然这不是所有的人都在这里。
There are no appearances to women in this list.
那么在这里呢，没有提到那些看到耶稣复活的那些妇女。
The two disciples on the road to Emmaus are not in here.
那么那些那有两个去以马忤斯路上的那两个门徒也没有在这个 list 上。
The time when Jesus appeared to all the disciples except Thomas is not in here.
那么基督当时曾经向所有的那些门徒们显现，除了多马以外，那个事件也没记载在这里。
But it's a complete enough list.That it shows there's plenty of proof that Jesus rose from the dead.
但是已经有了足够的这个见证的人来见证耶稣基督确实从死里复活了。
We first have Cephas, another name for Paul, as the first person who rose from who saw Jesus alive.
Peter, okay. 所以呢，第一个呢，就是讲到了就是彼得，他是第一个见到基督从死里复活的使徒。
Second, we have the 12.
那么第二个呢，就是看到了那十二个使徒看到基督的复活。
Well, technically there were 11 there because Jesus would have been dead at that point.
那么其实这里面其实只有十一个，因为犹大已经死了。
But they get called the 12 anyway.
但是呢，习惯的用法呢，还是说十二使徒。
The third appearance on the list is to more than 500 people at once.
那么下面呢，就是说，他一次选给了500多弟兄看。
Now Paul was only writing 20 years after the resurrection.
那么保罗呢，写这本书的时候，那只是说在20年以后写的这一个场景。
So most of those 500 people are still alive.
那么在这中间500多弟兄有很多呢，他们还活在世上。
So Paul is saying, if you don't believe me, don't talk to them.
那么保罗在这里就是说，如果你们不相信我所说的，你们可以去找那些那些看到基督复活的那些弟兄们。
There's far too many of them. They couldn't have been seeing things. If you interview them, you will see they saw Jesus, and there's no other explanation.
那么太多的人看到了基督的复活，那么如果你去跟他问他们，那么很多人都会给你见证这一个事实。
The next person on the list is James.
那么下一个呢，就是雅各。
Now we're not exactly sure which James Peter means or Paul means.
那么在这里呢，我们不晓得保罗在这里说的是哪一个雅各。
He could mean James the apostle, but most likely he means James the brother of Jesus.
那么他有可能指的是那个使徒雅各，或者是更可能的可能是他自己的兄弟雅各。
If so.Then that would be one of two people, he would be one of two people who saw Jesus and he did not believe before he saw him.
那么这个呢，雅各就是有可能就是其中的两个看到耶稣，但是他们当时并没有相信耶稣。
The other one on this list is Paul himself.
那么另外一个呢，就是保罗。
When Paul saw Jesus, or Saul as he was called then, he was an enemy of Christianity.
那么当保罗当时看到耶稣的时候，他当时的名字叫扫罗，那么他那个时候呢，其实是我们是主的仇敌。
He was doing everything in his power to stamp out Christianity, and he thought he was serving God by doing it.
他呢，其实在用他所有的力量呢，想制止这个基督教，因为他以为他这样是在服侍神。
You can read about his conversion in Acts chapter 9.
那么你可以到《使徒行传》第九章去看看保罗他是怎么被主给改变的。
He had gone everywhere, throwing Christians in prison.
那么他去各个不同的地方呢，去抓基督徒，把他们放在投到监狱里。
Now he's going to go farther than he's ever gone before. He's going to go to Damascus.
那么他啊、他那么现在呢，他又啊、再去更远的地方。
He takes letters with him of authority, letters of authority with him from the chief priest, so he can do just that.
那么他当时有这个。大祭司的这个信，他可以用这样的权柄呢去抓基督徒。
And on the way, he sees a bright light, a light that outshines the noonday sun.
那么在他去大马色的路上呢，这个他看到了一个非常大的光照着他。
And hears a voice from heaven saying.Paul, Paul, why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
那么他呢，也听到有声音从天上来说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And he, trembling and astonished, said, Who are you, Lord?
那么他当时在很大的惊恐中，他问，主啊，你是谁？
And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
那么主当时告诉他说我是耶稣就是你现在正在迫害的耶稣。
Paul asked, Lord, what do you want me to do?
那么保罗在这里就问主啊你想让我做什么？
Go into the city and it will be told you what you must do.
那么主告诉他你去到城里去到那里我会告诉你你该做什么。
And when Paul got to Damascus, he was a changed man.
那么当保罗到了大马色以后他就完全的变了一个人。
Ananias comes and heals the problem that Paul was blind temporarily.
那么亚拿尼亚来了然后医治了保罗当时的这个眼瞎的问题。
And all the Jews there are totally shocked. Isn't this the man who was persecuting the church?
那么那些犹太人都非常的惊奇，这位保罗，这位扫罗不是当时逼迫基督徒了吗
？Yes, it was.
确实是这样。
But for the rest of his life, he is different.
但是呢，在他以后的生命中呢，他已经完全变成了另一个人。
And it's that event that caused Paul to say, "Last of all is the one untimely born. He appeared to me also."
那么就这一个经历呢让保罗说他是如同一个未到产期而生的人一样。
Paul did not see Jesus the way the other apostles saw Jesus.
那保罗呢他并没有像其他那些使徒那样的见过耶稣。
All the other apostles saw Jesus during the 40 days he was on earth before he ascended to heaven.
那么其他的那些使徒呢他们当时看到主的复活是在主复活后那40天还在地上的时候。
Paul saw him sometime after that.
那么保罗呢是在这40天之后的一个时间看到了耶稣。
Like someone born at the wrong time.
就好像是一个人他在一个不一样的一个时间出生了。
That's what it took to be an apostle, to see the risen Lord.
那么如果一个人被称为是使徒，那么他是要亲眼见过主耶稣的。
And he did see him, but he saw him in an unusual way.
保罗确实见了主，但是他是在一个很奇特的一个场合下见的主。
By the way, Paul indicates we shouldn't expect to be able to see the risen Lord today.
那么但是现在保罗在这里也写到就是说现在我们是一个不太正常的就是我们现在还要看到主。
At least not until he comes for his church, and then everyone will see him.
那么直到呢主第二次再来那么我们每一个人都会见到主。
At any rate, Paul never forgot what God had done for him.
那么保罗呢不管怎样说他从来不可能忘记神在他身上做了什么工作。
He says that he's the least of the apostles and isn't worthy to be called an apostle.
那么他自己说呢他是使徒中最小的他其实都不配被称为使徒。
Because of what he was doing when he saw Jesus.
因为这是在讲到他以前在见到主耶稣之前他所做的那些事情。
All the other apostles were faithful disciples of Jesus when they saw him.
那么其他的那些使徒呢，他们都是非常的对主忠心，那些见过主的使徒，他们都是一直很忠心的对主。
Paul was an enemy of God.
那么保罗呢，却在那个时候是神的仇敌。
Yet, that didn't mean that where Paul was now was unworthy.
但是这也并不能说明，就是说，因为他以前的经历，那么使徒保罗就不那么重要了。
The grace of God, the God's favor he showed on him on the Damascus Road was effective.
那么这就证明了神的恩典在保罗身上是非常有效的，特别是他在去大马色的这个路上，神赐给他那样特殊的恩典。
Paul said, I worked harder than any of them and any of the other apostles.
那么保罗在这里也说，他比所有其他的使徒都更加的努力的工作。
Paul was a man who knew what it meant to suffer.
那么保罗他是一位知道什么叫受苦。
I doubt very much if any of us here can dare to say that we suffered anything like the Apostle Paul did.
那么我在这里呢，就是说想说，我们这里面没有一个人敢说我也曾经像保罗那样为主受苦过。
But Paul doesn't take the credit for doing all of this.
但是保罗他说这些并不是说他自己想来配得什么这些赞美。
It's because of the grace of God in his life that he's able to do any of that.
他是想再说是神的恩典与他同在，让他能够做这些人不能做的事。
And he is telling us that is the same attitude that we ought to have.
那么他是在教导我们，我们也应该有这样的心态。
Of course, we are not apostles, so we can't say that we're the least of the apostles.
当然，我们不是使徒，我们不能说我们是使徒中最小的。
And probably not too many of us persecuted the church either.
恐怕我们中间呢也没有哪一位逼迫过神的教会。
But none of us deserves to be saved.
但是呢，也确实没有一位在我们中间呢是值得神来拯救我们的。
And that's what Paul is getting at.
那这就是保罗所要教导我们的。
I have found very few ways of putting the gratitude that we should have in our salvation than the words for this song.
那么我在这个诗歌里头找到了一些词汇来表达我们对这个救恩的感谢。
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me?
那么我怎样来感谢神你所为我做的
Things so undeserved that you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
那么就是说我你所给我的这些所有的爱所有的就算是所有的天使在天上来唱歌都不可能来表达出来神你所表达的爱或者我
To God be the glory To God be the glory To God be the glory for the things he has done With his blood he has saved me With his power he has raised me To God be the glory for the things he has done Just let me live my lifeLet it be pleasing, Lord, to thee. And if I gain any praise, let it go to Calvary. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done.
荣耀归于神。那么这里面所表达的这个，我也不觉得我翻译的那么能够确切的把它表达出来，所以我也就不想再翻译，就是愿一切的荣耀归给神。
But Paul finishes this section with a summary statement.
那么保罗在这里呢，他把从以下得出这段的结论。
Whether it was I or they, that is, whether it's I, Paul, who preached the gospel, or one of the other apostles who preached the gospel, it's the same gospel.
那么保罗在这里想说的是，不管是我还是其他的使徒或者是门徒，那么他们所要讲的都是这个福音。
But having dealt with logical arguments, Paul moves to or historical arguments, Paul moves to logical arguments.
那么从历史的这个角度辩证完以后，保罗呢又开始从逻辑的角度来辩论。
He deals with what happens if Jesus didn't rise from the dead.
那么在这里呢，他反问了一下，就是如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，那么会怎样呢？
Verse 12 gives us what he's talking about. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
他这里说，如果传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间会有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
So he's saying, if the gospel always includes the resurrection, and it does, then it doesn't make sense that some of you are trying to say there's no resurrection from the dead.
那么他在这里就是反问说，如果圣经里面说耶稣从死里复活了，他一直就在圣经里，那么你现在为什么有人说没有这样的事发生呢？
See, in their culture, only uneducated people believe in the resurrection of the dead.
那么在当时的那个社会里，只有那些没有受到过文化教育的人呢，他们相信复活。
All the serious, educated people, they didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead.
那么那些受到过教育，然后也有一些知识的这些人呢，他们反而不相信复活这件事。
So if you're going to be with Paul and believe in the resurrection, that made you look a little foolish.
那么如果你是像保罗那样有知识，但是你又相信复活，那么就会让人家看你就是很傻。
Paul could have gotten a lot more success if he just watered that point down a little bit.
那么保罗呢，在这里其实就是说，在更清楚的把这件事情给讲明。
But no, it's an essential part of the gospel.
但是保罗在这里，他就是讲复活，就是福音的一个关键中心。
So Paul tells us what happens if there's no resurrection of the dead.
那保罗在这里说，如果没有复活，那么会怎样呢？
First of all, if there's no resurrection of the dead.Then Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead.
那么第一就是如果没有死人复活，那么主耶稣也没有从死里复活。
The resurrection of Jesus, which is past, couldn't have happened if the resurrection of the dead is impossible.
那么耶稣基督当时的复活不可能发生，如果从来就没有复活这件事。
Then all of those other reasons are going to be on that. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then what?
那么如果耶稣没有复活，那么又怎样呢？
First of all, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then preaching is useless and so is faith.
那么如果基督没有从死里复活，那么讲道也是没有无用了，那么福音也就没有信心也没有用了。
The power of the gospel is resurrection power.
那么神的大能其实就是复活的大能。
And it's that resurrection power that saves people from sin.
那么是那个复活的大能把人从罪里解脱出来。
Cut the resurrection out of Christianity, and the gospel is no longer powerful, it's empty.
如果把复活从福音里面除去，那么福音的大能就没有了。
A preaching without the resurrection,is an empty, hollow Christianity that only looks good.
那么讲道如果没有复活，那么也是一些空话，也没有什么意义用了。
And if that preaching is empty, then so is believing that preaching.
那么如果那个讲道是是无用的、空的，那么你相信那个讲道也是没有用了。
If there is no resurrection.Then believing in Christianity is believing a myth, a legend, a fairy tale.
如果没有复活，那么你相信基督教，其实也就是相信一个神话故事了。
It is empty and worthless.
是无用的，是空的。
But more than that, verses 15 and 16, if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then the apostles are liars.
那么另外呢，就是说，如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，那么这些使徒做见证也是谎言了。
We, Paul says we, that is we the apostles, have been misrepresenting God because we claimed to see Jesus alive. We believe claims to see the resurrection, which if it didn't happen, that makes us a liar.
那么保罗在这里就说，我们这些人就是指的这些使徒，我们在见证主的复活，我们其实就是在撒谎做假见证。
May I remind you, these are men who died for their faith.
那么我在这里想提醒大家，那么这些使徒呢，是他们是为了这个为了他们这个信心而牺牲他们的生命的。
According to church history, the only apostle who did not die as a martyr was the apostle John.
那么在教会的这个历史的记载里面，使徒里面唯一没有死的是使徒约翰。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then all of the apostles died for something they knew to be a lie.
Oh, I'm sorry, once again.
Then all the apostles died for something they knew was a lie.
那么这些死了的这些使徒，那么他们就是在其实在为一个假的东西死了。
No one dies for something they know is a lie.
没有人去为一个谎言去死的，如果他们知道这是个谎言。
But not only are the apostles, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, not only are the apostles liars, your faith is empty self-deception. Verse 17.
那么在第十七节，不光是使徒们在撒谎，那么我们的信心也是虚空的了。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, your faith is futile. It's useless. It doesn't work.
那么我们的信心就是徒然的，是无用的。
And that means you are still in your sins.
那么就是说，换句话说，就是我们还在我们的罪里。
How does that work?
那能行吗
？Well, you are trusting in the gospel to forgive you of your sins. That is what your hope is.
那么你的盼望呢，就是说你相信这个福音，是因为它能够赦免你的罪。
If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then the gospel doesn't do that.
那么如果耶稣没有从死里复活，那么福音呢，它并不能够赦免你的罪。
And that means that no amount of faith can remove those sins.
那么也就是说，没有任何的足够的这个信心呢，能够把这个罪给除去。
That means you are completely and totally hopeless.
那么就是说，你自己其实是没有什么指望的。
There's nothing whatever you can do to have your sins forgiven.
没有任何的事情呢，你可以让你的罪被赦免。
I don't know how anyone could bear going through life like that.
我不知道哪一个人能够就是能够这样活下去。
But more than that, Paul adds one final point.
那么更多的是保罗在这里又加了最后一个辩论。
If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, then Christians who have already died are simply lost.
那么如果耶稣基督没有复活，那么在基督里已经死了的人，他们就是永远的灭亡了。
See, when a Christian dies, it's not like when someone else dies.
那么当一个基督徒死和一个不信的非基督徒的人死是不一样的。
Oh, of course, there's still sorrow, you miss them.
当然了，我们还是会很痛苦，对死了的人我们还是很想念。
But no Christian has to say to another Christian goodbye forever.
但是没有一个基督徒去跟另外一个基督徒告别呢，会认为这是一个永远的告别。
We know that when they die, they're with Jesus, and we'll see them again someday.
那么我们是知道的，当一个基督徒死了，那么他其实是与主在一起，我们有一天会再见到他们。
And in fact, they died believing that Jesus is the hope of their resurrection.
而且呢，他们呢也在相信一个这样的一个盼望，就是。他们会像主一样会再复活。
The certainty of our resurrection from the dead is that Jesus rose from the dead.
那么我们对我们的复活的确据呢，就是因为主耶稣自己先从死里复活了。
So if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then neither will we.
如果主耶稣他都没有从死里复活，那么我们这些要死的人死了以后也不可能复活。
And so those Christians simply died with a deluded dream.
那么一个基督徒呢，就会在一种假的这种一种盼望中死去。
Paul sums all this up in verse 19.
那么保罗在这里就总结了这个在十九节里总结了这个辩论。
If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are all men most to be pitied.
如果我们靠基督只在今生有盼望。我们就比众人都可怜。
If Christianity is only something that helps you in the present life,
如果基督教只是给你一些在当今这个现实生活中的一些帮助，
then you're someone people should pity.
那么我们这些人其实真的是很可怜的。
Because of all of these reasons Paul has said.
因为上面的这些辩论保罗所讲给我们的。
But thanks be to God, that's not the end.
但是我们在这里非常的感谢神，事实并不是这样。
Verse 20, but in fact Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
那么二十节这里一个转折告诉我们，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡了之人出熟的果子。
Jesus is alive.
那么耶稣基督他是活着的神。
And Paul calls him the first fruits.
那么保罗在这里叫告诉他叫他为出熟的果子。
Now, the Jewish festival of first fruits.
那么在这个犹太教里面，那么初熟的这个节日
is where they would bring a small portion of the first part of their harvest and offer it as an offering to God.
那么他们在这个节日里面，他们会把他们初熟的一些果子来献给神。
The first fruits was a recognition that the whole harvest was God's.
那么这些初熟的果子呢，就代表说他们整个的这些所有的收获都是属于神的。
Jesus' resurrection is like that for us.
那么主耶稣的复活呢，就是初熟的果子。
Jesus is the first one to rise from the dead.
那么耶稣基督他是第一个初熟的果子。
Oh, he's not the first person in the Bible to be brought back to life.
当然他并不是在圣经中第一个从被从死里复活的。
Jesus himself raised some to life.
耶稣他自己把有的人从死里复活了。
So did Elijah and Elisha.
还有以利沙和 who else?
Elisha.
以利亚和以利沙他们也把人从死里复活过。
And some of the apostles also raised the dead.
那么有些使徒呢，他们也曾经把其他死的人复活了。
But their resurrections were different.
但是那个复活呢，跟我们在这里讲的主的复活是不一样的。
All of those people eventually died again.
那么那些人复活了的人，他们还会再死。
But Jesus was raised to life eternal.
但是基督这个复活呢，他是永远的一个复活。
He is the first person like that.
他是第一个人这样有这样的复活。
That's why we can say he is right now alive.
所以我们可以说他现在还是活着。
So now Paul is going to show us that this is true from the Bible.
那么保罗在这里呢，他会向我们证明在圣经上这些都是真实的。
First of all, in verses 21 and 22, he draws a comparison between Adam and Christ.
那么在21节到22节他在这里用一个比较了一下第一个人亚当。
You're taking notes, you can write down Romans 5, 12 and 16.
那么如果你在做一些笔记，你可以写上罗马书第5章16节。
There Paul uses the same comparison.
那么在罗马书第5章里面，保罗也用了同样的比喻同样的比较。
He shows us there though that as by one man sin came into the world, so also by one man life came into the world.
那么在这里第五章里面他就说借着一个死呢由一人来而来，那么也复活也是从一人而来。
Romans 5, 12 to 16.
在罗马书第五章12到15节。
Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all have sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted when there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ,abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment that that following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification.
罗马书五章十二节，这就如罪是从 一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。没有律法之前，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的也都在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预象，只是过犯不如恩赐。若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐岂不更加的临到众人吗？因一人犯罪就定罪，也不如恩赐。原来审判是由一人而定罪，恩赐乃是由许多过犯而称义。若因一人的过犯死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中做王吗？
The point in both in Romans and in Corinthians is roughly the same.
那么在这里罗马书和哥林多前书在这里的见证呢都是一样的。
How did sin come into the world? How is it that every human being is born a sinner?
那么罪呢是怎样来到这个世界的？为什么所有的人呢都有罪呢？
Because one man sinned.
因为一人犯了罪。
Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, and so death passed upon every human being.
因为亚当他吃了不该吃的果子，所以呢，这个罪就带到了这个世界。
At that moment, he represented the human race because, well, if him and Eve, that was the human race.
那么在当时，他和夏娃呢，代表了整个人类。那么本他们也是最早的祖先。
Everyone born since has been in Adam. That is, we all descended from Adam.
那么我们所有的人都是在他们之后诞生的。
And so, because we're a part of the human race too, we are also sinners.
那么所有的人类都是从他们而来，那么我们也是都是有从他们而来到了有了这个罪。
And therefore, everyone dies.
所以每个人都会死。
Given enough time, no one gets out alive.
那么即便是有了给你有足够的时间，那么每个人也是要死的。
The mechanism for it is similar for Jesus Christ.
那么这里面的这个辩论呢，也是对耶稣基督。的复活也是这样一个道理。
One man sinned and everyone died.
一个人死了，一个人犯罪了，所有的人都死了。
Also by one man, all who are in him will be made alive.
那么同样的，所有的众人也都在他里面的，也会再复活。
All who are related to Jesus by faith can hope in the resurrection because he is alive.
那么在基督里面有盼望的人，他最后也要复活，因为基督是复活的。
But there's an order to this resurrection.
但是呢，在这个复活呢是有次序的。
All will be raised, but not all at the same time.
那么每一个在他里面的人都会复活，但是并不是在同一个时间里。
Verse 23 and 24 gives us this order.
那么在23到24节里面给了我们这个次序。
Resurrection stage one is Jesus Christ.
那么第一个复活的是耶稣基督。
That was nearly 2,000 years ago now.
那是大概在2000多年以前发生的事了。
So each in his own order, Christ the first fruits, then those at his coming, those who belong to Christ.
那么第二个阶段复活的就是那些在基督里面已经死了的人。
Resurrection stage two is all who are in Christ.
那么在基督里面的人在第二次复活。
Then there's a third stage.
那么在另外的还有一个第三波复活的。
Verse 24. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power.
那么二十四节说，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交于父神。
See, when Jesus raises all believers from the dead,
那么当耶稣基督把所有的信的人都复活以后,
there were still these some enemies of Jesus left.
那么还有在这个世上还有一些啊与主啊为敌的人。
Satan will be bound, but not permanently.
啊，那么撒旦呢？他会被捆绑，但是并不是永久的被捆绑。
And we're told in Revelation that at the end of the 1,000 years, Satan is released and the world is deceived again.
那么我们在启示录上有看到过，那么在千年之后，千几年之后，撒旦呢会被再一次释放，那么他会在世上再啊再作恶。
Then Jesus will destroy everyone who opposes him, and then death will be at an end.
那么到那时呢，基督呢会把所有与他为敌的都啊灭掉，那个就是啊最后的结局。
Paul explains a little bit further in verses 25 to 28 about this sequence.
那么保罗在25到28节里面啊把这个次序都讲了一下。
Jesus has to reign, he says in verse 25, until he has put all enemies under his feet.
那么他说主耶稣呢会做王，当等到他把一切仇敌都啊放在他的脚下。
And there's one enemy that gets put down last.
那么有一个仇敌呢会在最后被放到他的脚下。
That enemy is death.
那么这个最后的这个仇敌就是死亡。
The very last enemy to be destroyed is death.
那么最后的这个仇敌是在最后被制服。
Paul explains, why is this so?
那么保罗在这里解释为什么是这样。
He quotes from Psalm 8:6.
那么他在引用诗篇第八篇第六节。
For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. Quote.
那么他在说，因为神把一切都放在基督的脚下。
Now for lack of time, we won't turn there, but it's an interesting study.
我们现在没有时间去看第十篇第八篇，但是这里面讲到了一个很好的真理。
It's a psalm that meditates on the fact that God has placed humanity in control of all creation.
那么在这里呢，神呢，他把这个人。给人权柄来控制来掌控所有他创造的。
And since Jesus is the representative man, the chief man of all humanity, then all things come under his authority.
因为耶稣基督是整个人类的这个代表，所以呢，神就把整个人类交在耶稣基督的权柄之下。
And Paul points out that when it says all things, it means all things, except God the Father, of course.
当然保罗在这里说所有的都服放在基督的脚下指的是所有的这些被造的但并不是神自己。
Therefore, there is coming a day when there will be no more enemies of Jesus left.
那么我们就知道将来有一天那么在这个世上是不会再有耶稣的仇敌的。
Everything will be into subjection to Jesus Christ.
那么所有的都会服在基督的权柄之下。
And when that happens, then things change.
当那个时候，那么事情就会是大不一样。
Then the Son, verse 28, then the Son also will be subjected to him, that is God the Father, who put all things to subject under him, that God may be all in all.
二十八节这里讲，万物既服了他，那时子也要自己服那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上，为万物之主。
Then no longer will Jesus have to rule as one who rules over and dominates his enemies.
那么当那时，基督就不会说，他是掌管一切，但是他不会再去掌管他的仇敌。
You can find a description of that in Revelation 21 and 22.
那么你可以到启示录第21到第22章看到最后的这个结局。
Again, we don't have time to turn there right now.
我们现在就没有时间去仔细看了。
So Paul has demonstrated to us that there is a resurrection, and he's taught us from the scriptures that there is one.
那么保罗在这里就给我们讲了啊，确实有复活，而且他从圣经的这个真理里面给我们去来辩证。
The first stage of the resurrection has already happened. The next two are waiting in the future.
那么第一个复活已经发生了，那么第二次这个第二波的这个复活，我们正在等待。
Finally, Paul uses arguments from experience.
那么最后呢，保罗从他个人的这个经历里面，人的经历里面来辩论复活。
Now there are a lot of different explanations of verse 29.
那么有很多的关于29节的一些争论。
A couple of authors I read claimed there were 200.
那么我读了一个书说这里面有200多个不同的争论关于29节。
I didn't get time to look up all 200.
我没有时间去把这200多个不同的争论来仔细阅读。
But nevertheless, let's read verse 29.
那么我们现在不管怎样，我们来读一下29节。
Otherwise, what do people mean by being baptized on behalf of the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf?
不然那些为死人受洗的将来怎样呢？若死人总不复活，因何为他们受洗呢？
Now the Mormons practice baptism for the dead because of this verse.
那么摩门教呢，因为这一节经节呢，他们为那些死人来受洗。
If you don't know, the Mormon Church is the same church that calls itself the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
那么如果你还不知道，就是说摩门教呢，它是他们的名字，就是说是。耶稣基督为后世的这些圣徒的教会，这是他们这样叫他们的教会。
However, I don't think that's what's going on here.
但是我不相信这句的意思是这个。
No one can be baptized on behalf of somebody else.
没有人呢可以用别人来代表他自己的受洗。
Because baptism does not save you.
因为施洗并不能使一个人得救。
Baptism is a symbol.
施洗呢只是一个象征。
It symbolizes the faith you have in Jesus Christ.
只是见证象征一个你在主里面的一个真实的信心。
It symbolizes that the believer was buried with him in the likeness of his death and was raised in the likeness of his resurrection.
那么只是说象征我们与主一同死一同埋葬，然后又像主那样一起复活。
It's faith, not baptism, that saves.
是你在主里的信心，而不是这个施洗来使你得救。
But it does seem that in some sense there were at least somebody being baptized to the dead here.
但是呢，从这一节经节的表面上看，好像是。在为死人受洗。
I think Paul is commenting on a practice the Corinthians did.
我想保罗在这里他只是来说当时哥林多教会的一个现状。
He's not approving of what they did.
他并不是在这里来同意他们这样的做法。
But at the moment he's got more important things to do than straighten out their view of baptism.
但是呢他当时呢因为有很多其他的重要的纪要真理的争论，所以他当时并没有去在这件事上跟他们把事情摆明。
At the moment, he has something that's essential to the gospel.
那么在当时那个时候呢，他是在讲一些福音的核心的一些争论。
And until they believe in the resurrection, what they believe about baptism doesn't make any difference.
那么他是在说直到你相信复活这件事，否则不管你怎么样的受洗都没有什么意义了。
We're pointing out there are people in their church, perhaps they're mistaken, but they are mistaken in fact. But nevertheless, there are people in their church who are baptized on behalf of their dead relatives.
那么他是在指出来，当时教会呢确实有人在为他已经死的亲戚在。实行受洗这件事，当然这个是不对的，但是确实当时教会有发生这样的事。
That means those people believe in a resurrection.
那么他呢是说当时那些人在做这个施洗的时候他们是相信这个复活的。
Otherwise, what they're doing makes no sense.
否则呢他们给死人受洗的人是真的是没有什么意义的就是不清楚了。
The next thing about experience that Paul talks about is a life of risk.
那么下一个呢就是说他在讲的一个关键呢就是他为这个福音的冒死。
Paul says in verses 30 to 32.
那么保罗在这里30到32节里讲到。
Why are we in danger every hour? I protest, brothers, by my pride in you, which I have in Jesus Christ our Lord, I die every day. What do I gain if, humanly speaking, I fought with beasts at Ephesus?If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
我们又因何时刻冒险呢，弟兄们？我在我主基督耶稣里指着你们所夸的口，极力地说，我是天天冒死。我若当日像寻常人在以弗所同野兽战斗，那与我有什么益处呢？若死人不复活。
Nearly every day of his life, Paul lived with the threat of imminent death.
那么在保罗当时所生活的那个监狱里面是他几乎天天都在冒死。
In nearly every city Paul went into, he got thrown out of.
那么几乎在每一个保罗去传福音的城市他都被从那个城市里赶了出来。
He was flogged, beaten, imprisoned.
他被打被用鞭子抽也被关在监狱里。
Once he was stoned,
他也被石头打过。
That's the Jewish form of execution where they throw rocks at you till you're dead.
那么用石头打死人是犹太教的一个传统的一个惩罚的一个。
Once he was shipwrecked.
那么他有一次也是船失事。
And he did that constantly. That was his life. Constant suffering, constant danger of death everywhere.
那么他这样的事情经常的发生在他身上就像他的生活就是满了这样的事情满了这样的威胁
And we know from church history in fact eventually he did die
那么从教会的历史的记载里面我们也确实知道保罗最后是为主死了
He was beheaded under Emperor Nero
他是被当时的尼禄王给砍头了
What's the point of living like that?
那么他当时就他当时为什么这样的生活呢
If there's no resurrection, then Paul is just needlessly suffering.
如果没有复活，那么保罗当时所有的这些苦都是白白的受了。
When could he possibly be paid back for all that sacrifice if in the end he gives his life for it?
那么他当时这些牺牲什么时候能够得到答复，得到奖赏？如果他这些没有，如果没有复活的话
，Only if there's a resurrection.
只有复活以后，保罗所有的这些做的才有意义。
So Paul says, if there's no resurrection, then we might as well believe this saying in verse 32.
那么保罗在这里说，那么如果没有复活，那么我们就应该像32节那样去。
Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
那么就我们就吃吃喝喝吧，反正明天我们也要死了。
Let's go and have a good time.
让我们去来享受生活吧。
Doesn't really matter how you live.
你怎么样活在这个世上也并不重要。
Because after that you're dead and that's the end.
反正经过所有这一切你就死了，这就是结局。
Now on Friday night with the kids we've been talking to Ecclesiastes.
那么在星期五晚上的这个查经班里，我在教青少年他们的。我就是在讲到Ecclesiastes.
And over and over again in that book, Solomon tells us to enjoy life, to go and eat and drink.
那么在这个这就是传道书，那么就讲到所罗门王他一生就是有很多的吃喝玩乐。
That's not the same as what Paul is talking about here.
当然也跟保罗在这里。讲的吃吃喝喝是不一样的。
Solomon was telling us to go and enjoy the simple pleasures that God gives us as taken from God's hand.
那么其实所罗门在这里讲到，就是说有这些有一些的享受呢，其实是神给我们人类的，让我们来享受这个生活的。
Paul is quoting from Isaiah 22:13。
但是啊，保罗在这里所引用的是啊，以赛亚书第22:13。
And in that section, God is indicting those who should be mourning and repenting for their sins.
那么在以赛亚书那一章节里面，其实神当时是在警告这个以色列人，他们应该去忧伤，应该去忧愁，而不是吃喝玩乐。
Isaiah 22:12-13。
那么是以赛亚书22:13。
In that day, the Lord of hosts called for weeping and mourning, for baldness and wearing sackcloth. And behold, joy and gladness, killing oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. And a quotation. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of hosts has revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be atoned for you until you die, says the Lord of hosts.
那么在那里以赛亚呢在说就是当那个这些神在惩罚以色列人的时候，他们应该忧伤嚎哭，而不是说高高兴兴。
In other words, God is saying you should have recognized your sin and mourned for it, but instead you're having a good time and you don't care that you have a sin problem.
那么保罗其实换句话说就是说神保罗在这里就是告诉我们，你们应该为你们的罪忧伤，而不是去忘记你们是有罪的人，而去高高兴兴的吃喝玩乐。
You're living your life carefree, and you're not even thinking about what God wants you to do.
那么你呢，在你的生活中，你总是不去思想神的事情，不去思想神的教导，然后只是吃喝玩乐。
You're not even trying to live a righteous life.
你也都没有试着去过一个公益的生活。
And that makes you happy.
那么当然那样你可能会感觉到很喜乐。
If the resurrection is not true, we might as well live just that way.
如果复活这件事不是真实的，那么我们就那样的去生活吧。
I think of the sacrifice of Jim Elliot.
那么我想有一个这个人的这个献祭。
Jim Elliot was a missionary in Ecuador in the 50s.
这个 Jim Elliot 他是一个在厄瓜多尔的一个传道士。
He trained and prepared diligently and then went to this forgotten tribe in Ecuador and died as a martyr.
他在美国被训练做一个传道士，当然他去了厄瓜多尔这么一个不信神的这个一个很落后的一个部落里，他在那里被当时那些部落的人给杀了。
He wrote in his journal once, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose.
那么他当时呢在他的这个日记里他写到这样的一段话。
Now, if there is a resurrection, Jim Elliot was right.
如果没有复活这件事，那么这个 Jim 他就是对的了。
No one can hang on to their life. Everyone dies sometime.
那么没有一个人能够把持住自己的生命，因为每一个人都会死。
That's not something we can do.
这个并不是我们哪一个人能掌控的。
But eternal life is forever.
但是呢，永恒是永远的。
We keep that.
我们可以有。
No sacrifice that's done for Christ is meaningless.
没有一个为主而牺牲的这种牺牲是毫无意义的。
Even if you give the ultimate sacrifice as Jim Elliot did, you are no fool.
即便你是像 Jim Elliot 一样为一个这样落后的部落为主而死，那么你呢也是你的这种牺牲也是值得的。
But that's only true if there's a resurrection.
当然了，这个只能是变成现实，就是说复活确实是事实。
Paul's final piece of evidence of example is found in verses 33 and 34.
那么保罗在最后的一个争论是在33节。
Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Wake up from your drunken stupor, as is right. Do not go on sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame.
你们不要自欺，滥交是办败坏善行。你们要醒悟为善，不要犯罪，因为有人不认识神。我说这话是要叫你们羞愧。
Not believing in the resurrection has consequences in the way you live your life right now.
如果你不相信复活，那么你在世上现在过一个不信这样复活这个事儿的生活，你是有后果的。
Some were living their life almost as if they were drunk out of their head.
那么有的人就像一个醉汉一样的去生活。
They weren't really drunk, of course.
当然了，他们并不是真正的醉了。
But they were living such a bad life, it was almost as if they were drunk.
但是他们过的那种生活就像是一个喝醉酒的人过的一样。
Why were they living that way?
为什么他们会那样生活呢？
They didn't believe in the resurrection.
因为他们并不相信复活。
It didn't really matter how they lived.
他们不太在他们觉得他们怎样生活并不重要。
Because let us eat and drink for tomorrow we die and that's it.
因为他们想着说我们就吃吃喝喝吧，反正有一天每个人都会死。
So brothers, I am here today to tell you that Jesus is alive.
但是今天弟兄姐妹们，我在这里告诉你们，耶稣基督是复活了。
His resurrection is the source of our hope.
他的复活是我们盼望的源头。
His resurrection is why we can sacrifice and sacrifice anything and know it will be worth it all.
那么他的复活呢，是让我们相信我们可以牺牲，也牺牲所有的一切，我们最后是有盼望的。
His resurrection is the reason why we can go through life and find meaning.
那么他的复活呢，也是我们在生命中能够找到意义的一个盼望。
We know he was alive. There's plenty of evidence for it.
我们知道他是活着的，因为有很多的见证。
And the scriptures prove it.
那么圣经呢，也证明了这一点。
So be encouraged. Jesus is alive.
所以呢，我们要要有信心，要壮胆。耶稣基督是复活的。